This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The talk show where I guess we take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever we want to, you know, since we're still without phones and all that kind of thing.
It's so different not having Ian here doing the show. It's like we don't know what to say. I feel like saying streaming live from Keene, New Hampshire studio. I don't know if he says that, but I say that on my show.
Live from New York, it's Thursday night or whatever, right?
Yeah.
At any rate, we still are without phones here in the studio. Why is that? Well, that's because we were attacked by terrorists.
Yes.
That's true. Right.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Chris.
And I will not comply.
I love it.
Hello, I will not comply.
It's Bonnie.
Yeah, that's great.
Can you just tilt that down a little bit? Yeah, there you go.
It's Bonnie. my microphone is falling over here.
Oh, no. What's going on? We're having technicalities already. Okay, well, maybe move your chair closer or something. I don't know. You have to. Yeah, there you go.
I have to say, you know, it's a very interesting, couple of days. You know, usually this show is so professional and it's just kind of...
We have been ad-libbing and ad-hocking,
yeah.
and as I like to say, assembling this radio program with a variety of Radio Shack adapters to get it going. We've bypassed major systems. We've duct taped things together. We've got things stapled that are normally permanent. There's all sorts of fun things behind the scenes that a lot of folks aren't aware of, and a whole bunch of work that's been done by a whole bunch of people just to get this show back on the air as fast as possible. I can't believe myself that we were only off air for exactly one show.
You know, the FBI and, you know, all the other federal agencies that raided, you know, they were very...
You mean the terrorists?
Yeah, the terrorists. You know, they took out all the people that mattered, you know, all the people who were... Not, I shouldn't say mattered, but all the key people to run this show. And you have to wonder if that wasn't an intentional act.
Oh, I believe that it
I'm
was.
Sure
I believe
it was.
Their intention was to shut the show down for some period of time as a show of force to say, oh, we shut you down.
But I want them to have to feel like libertarians are like cockroaches, because that's what us nerds are. We're jerry-rigging the radio going.
The show will go on, and you know what's funny is they actually were a little bit more successful than 5 years ago when they raided, because they didn't even manage to get the show. There was a live show the night of, and
was it the same night?
Because
I remember, in my head listening to that show, and it was Mark kind of going like this,
like by himself.
Yeah, by kind of going like, well, I'm pretty sure we're broadcasting, but I'm not 100% sure.
Right,
you know, like he had some doubt in his voice as to what was going on.
My understanding, my recollection was there was a live broadcast the very night of the raid, and it was only because the community, just like 5 years ago, came together and scraped up enough equipment to get things moving again. And it may not have been perfect, but it was back. They didn't even get a day shut down. And it wasn't quite as successful as far as the broadcast was with this time around. But we did go live over, what was it, like YouTube and some other platforms?
Yep.
So it wasn't totally shut down. But
We found a way.
Yeah, we found a way to keep going. Yeah.
There was a broadcast. Somebody in one of the chats today said, wow, I feel like I'm doing something illegal. I have to go to a Telegram chat to listen to a file, an MP3 file of a radio program that I normally listen to that, you know, has been taken off air because of, you know, the government terrorism.
So I've got a question, and I think you know the answer to this already.
Maybe. I have an answer.
Are the shows, the pre-recorded shows, are they available through the archive right now?
Well,
if you go to freeking.com.
I went to the MP3 archives, and I only saw up to March 15th.
On freetalklive.com?
Yeah. Yeah.
So on the website proper, freetalklive.com, no, they are not there.
Okay.
However, they are up at soundcloud.com/freetalklive. The reason that they're there first is a variety of reasons, actually, some of them due to access and that type of thing. But SoundCloud is actually a propagator. So once the files get uploaded to SoundCloud, they are sent out to all of the podcast catchers.
Okay.
And so if you are like, I don't know, if you got an Apple and you're on iTunes or whatever and you're
definitely
listening
not
to the show through that, or if you have some, I don't know what the popular podcast catchers are now. Podbean used to be one of them, and that type of thing.
G-Potter, I think,
yeah,
maybe.
So anybody who had been listening to the show via podcast should now have all of the previous episodes that we missed over the past couple of days uploaded. Including, these are full shows, but also including the digest version that Riley Blake puts together for us.
Oh, that's right. Riley's still doing that, isn't
right
he?
Yeah, yeah. He's,
oh, that's a, thank you, Riley.
He's on top of it. I've been making sure he gets a copy of the recording of the shows and that he's able to still produce his digest. For those of you listening who don't know what a digest is.
Yeah, this is a good thing to hear about because I think a lot of people who are listening online, you know, they normally listen to the ad version of the show. And
yeah,
this is a really great thing he does for us, everybody.
Not everybody has 3 hours in a day to listen to Free Talk Live. Right. Even when I was in Seattle, I would only catch, you know, 2 hours because I had a commute time for my job and that kind of a thing. And it's a different time zone, et cetera, and so on. So the digest is something that Riley Blake puts together for us. He takes a recording of the show and he basically does the highlights. He edits it down to about a half hour. Sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, you know, minute or two, a couple of minutes, that type of thing. But it's usually around a half hour. And it's kind of the highlights. It's the main points of the show. And he does this of his own volition. We don't employ him to do so. So he does it on a donation basis. If you listen to the digest, usually somewhere around the middle of the digest version of the audio, he'll give you some information on how to become a Patreon or to send him some Bitcoin to a cryptocurrency address, that type of a thing. And that's his reward for doing it. He's a fan of the show. He likes the show. I've met him. You've met him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've met him or not. He's a solid dude. Also, you know, there's no reason for me to mention this, but the man is blind. So it's very interesting that I know from doing some audio editing myself that I couldn't do it without a visual representation in front of me, without seeing the tracks and the wave files and the all that kind of stuff, seeing the compression kick in and all that kind of stuff. So it's really interesting to me that there are the tools out there for somebody who has no sight to be able to do audio editing. I find that awesome, and I really appreciate the work that Riley Blake does for us.
Me too. That's so cool that he can do that.
Yeah, he's a really amazing character. I've
super nice
met
guy
him
multiple too
times,
yes,
now.
Super nice guy.
And yeah, he is. He's absolutely super nice.
I had the best Free Talk Live setup when I lived in San Antonio before I met you guys. I would Uber in the morning from like 11, Uber Eats, mm-hmm, from like 11 to like 2. And then I'd go home and take a break and hang out with Coconut. And then I would always start at 6 to 9, and that was Free Talk Live's time. So I never missed any. I literally never missed an episode.
Super fan. Nice.
I listen to all the commercials.
All right. So we have. I just jotted down some things that we should probably talk about today. Again, we have no phones, so I'm not going to give out the phone number to everybody. We hope to get the phones reestablished
soon. Hey, what's the donation link? Because that will help us get those phones reestablished.
Yes, we'll actually talk about the donation links and methods to do so. I don't know if you're still running your promo.
Absolutely.
At ThinkPang. We could talk about, yep, that as well. But I wanted to mention, before the mainstream media can brand the people who were arrested on this indictment, the reason for the terrorist raid, we decided as a community to name these folks, and we've come up with the name the Crypto Six. there's six people, and we decided that it's going to be the Crypto Six. This was at a little bit of a ad hoc meeting that was had last night. There's even sort of a logo floating around in one of the chat rooms right now. So
I'm going to tweet it at Elon Musk and Grimes.
Do so, please.
I love it.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
Our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. normally, we'd tell you a phone number and ask you to call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We still are unable to do that thanks to the terrorists who attacked the studio, the Bitcoin embassy, and also kidnapped people from their homes. We refer to these people as the Crypto Six. So until we can restore the phones and some other sort of behind-the-scenes stuff that is still kind of broken, we will continue on as best we can with some of the, you know, hosts and co-hosts as we have. And speaking of which, I am the captain. I'm your host tonight. Joining me,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
And so we're just going to continue onward and upward. We have been turning the show into a bit of a fundraiser. As you probably have already heard, and unless you're just tuning in, there was plenty of damage done to both the studio, the building that we're in, windows, door frames, you know, assorted other damage for this terroristic no-knock raid that was performed, as well as on the Bitcoin embassy. We've had an outpouring of support from everybody that we know in our little community here. We've had folks volunteer their time, efforts, and materials to help secure the place as far, because, I mean, like, the doors were just swinging wide open. They busted them down. They didn't knock. They busted in into every possible window and door.
Ian told me that they connected the, what's the thing called, that they barreled the door down with? They connected it. Oh, the battering ram was connected to the Bearcat, and that's how they got the other side's door off.
That's right. They had a Bearcat here.
Yeah, in my yard.
Was that the actual Bearcat? Like the
two Bearcats.
Two.
Where did they get the second one from?
I don't know.
Wow. So I saw it. I personally saw it firsthand, but I wasn't, so they kept me as far away as they could. At first, they pushed me back a little bit, and then, like, and the crazy thing is, an hour later, after basically everything was done and over with, like, the core of it, they pushed me back so far I couldn't even film anymore.
There were two, right? Because I only physically remember seeing one.
I only remember seeing one, too.
But I heard that there was two. Maybe there was one at the other location?
It is pretty messed up, because I remember the stink that was put up by the community here when Keane got the Bearcat, with, you know, the protests that happened. Like, why does a city of 23,000 people need a military vehicle?
They don't.
Well, now we know why. It's because they can't have Free Talk Live.
Well, so they can terrorize the people who protested the very thing that they got.
And I think that the average person in Keene doesn't want the Bearcat. It's not even, you know, like, it's just the libertarians.
You know what the thing is, though? It's not just the libertarians. It's not just us who didn't want the Bearcat. Nobody wanted the Bearcat. And, I guess I can't say nobody technically, because the politicians wanted the Bearcat.
Right.
And
there's a lot of bureaucrats and
there was,
people like that here.
Yeah, one of the bureaucrats said something like, oh, sweet, we're getting a Bearcat. Like,
that's disgusting,
it was absolutely disgusting. Yeah, and
that's like, oh, sweet, we're getting, like, a torture chamber in the jail.
Yeah, yeah, it was just like, what is wrong with you? Yeah,
police departments should not be celebrating the militarization of their department.
Well, it's the politician.
The politician.
This wasn't even a police officer.
Celebrating it either.
This was a politician.
They shouldn't be celebrating it either.
They were, you know, getting they were happy about getting a killing machine.
Yeah. But how sick is that, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody said to me, I was telling him, because he's asking how I was doing, I was telling him how awful I feel and what a horrible state of mind I'm in, and he said, well, that's natural way to feel after something so evil happened to you. And I was just like, that literally is true. It was, like, evil.
Yes. Yes. So we've named the people who were kidnapped, the Crypto Six. There were six of them. If you're savvy with your search engines, you can, you know, read all about the indictment online. I'm not going to go into any of that information. Feel free to go look that stuff up yourself online. But we do want to provide you with, we've got plenty of stuff to update you on. Let's just start with an update on Ian. I came by the studio late this afternoon. I was working on getting the previous episodes and the digest back online all morning this morning, as well as communicating with what seemed like 100 different people. It is pretty amazing the amount of folks who have offered assistance and, you know, gotten in touch with myself and you guys and everybody that's sort of involved to, you know, just come together to see what they could do. So I popped into the studio. I hadn't eaten all day, so I went to go get some dinner. While I was out at dinner, I got a phone call from Mark Edge, the other co-founder of this very radio program. And he said, hey, I just wanted you to know that I was able to get in contact with Ian, and he is amazed that you were able to get this show back on the air last night. And I just, that made me feel so good.
It, you know, it is. It's really a pat on the back, especially to you, Captain.
Thanks.
And, yeah, I'm just, it's, you're the guy who managed to figure it out, you know, with some help from Mark, I believe, and...
Mark, the people at the network that we're broadcasting on, their network operations center, our representative Josh, those guys were all key in assisting with that. And some of it was just getting behind all of the equipment and guessing.
Yeah, figuring out what the sabotage they committed was to keep it from working.
I consider myself a non-theist, but I got pretty lucky. I don't want to say divine intervention was involved, but if you want to believe that there was, far out, solid, and right on, I'm not going to stop you.
And while he was out getting dinner also, maybe on his way back, the other co-host, but our roommate, he came with his phone to me, and he handed me his phone, and I got to talk to Ian on the phone, so there's another update.
Nice. As my phone continues to blow up with nothing but love. Within all of this, obviously, I've been a little ragged. I've probably been a little more on edge than normally I am, no pun intended. And I just want to make sure that I thank some people who have donated recently. I want to make sure we say thank you to Malaise. She has donated. I want to say thank you to Rob in Vermont. He had some trouble donating. He and I kind of had a little crab fest back and forth, and then somebody else stepped in and helped him out, so he was able to make the donation. So thank you to Rob in Vermont. Tifania has also sent a donation, and there are at least three other anonymous donations that have come through overnight since we were on air yesterday, and that's just to me personally. Breaking the Flaw will be here, he says, around 8 o'clock, hour number 2 of the program. We'll see what kind of updates he has as far as donations. Did you have any updates?
We didn't mention the anonymous donation, I don't believe.
Go ahead.
So there was an anonymous $1,000 donation. So
ooh,
that's a nice chunk of change. I want to say thank you very much for the
guests,
for the people who donated that.
And thank you to everybody who's pitched in and offered to help, too, because that just makes us feel like, you know, the stuff we're doing here is important to you, and it's important to us. So we're happy to have you here as listeners and part of our community. This is Free Talk Live. We'll have more coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he'll reach his vaccine milestone of 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered in his first 100 days. He said he'll reach that goal sometime on Friday.
58 days into our administration, we will have met my goal of administering 100 million shots to our fellow Americans.
At the White House, the president says this is a time for optimism, but not the time to let our guard down.
I need all Americans, I need all of you to do your part. Wash your hands. Stay socially distanced. Keep masking up as recommended by the CDC. And get vaccinated when it's your turn.
The president says 65% of people in the country who are 65 or older have received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. This is USA Radio News. As surges of illegal aliens migrate across our southern border, the Biden administration plans to house as many as 3,000 unaccompanied children in the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, here's John Clemens reporting.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the White House needs to answer some questions about setting up these so-called decompression centers.
How long will these children be here? What countries have they come from, and what COVID variants have they been exposed to? Are they being tested for COVID? And if so, how is the administration handling those who test positive?
The children are believed to be mostly from Central America, with one newly arrived child identified as a six-year-old. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It is a radio talk show program currently.
The best.
Oh, okay, sure. But we're biased.
Oh, yeah.
Normally it's a call-in talk program. Normally I would spout out the telephone number repeatedly and also, you know, give some sort of, you know, really nice verbiage about how you can call in. But none of that is possible because of the terrorist organization that raided not only the studio but the Bitcoin embassy and also kidnapped people from their homes.
The parasites who are mad because they don't get chunks of people's money that they've made throughout their life.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, you know, we keep saying the Bitcoin Embassy, but they actually raided some other properties as well.
Yeah, another house and a convenience store.
Yeah, they accidentally raided a convenience store, yeah. And they took out the safe in the convenience store, and then they brought it back later because they took out the safe.
But
they realized it was a Bitcoin safe.
They haven't given them back their POS system,
no,
so they literally
right.
are just stealing from people.
Yep.
It's not like they gave that back.
That's exactly true, and we think that what happened was they had already hauled that off to wherever they were hauling it off to, and they probably couldn't figure out how to get it back. So
wait, so the POSs took a POS?
Yes.
That's funny. Yeah, so true.
Yes, I try to bring humor to these situations because they're pretty tense. And, you know, everybody's a bit on edge, so.
You know, they really are killers, too. We learned last night from Arya that when she got raided, she ran downstairs in underwear because she thought that one of our other friends was actually just messing with her, saying it's the FBI. And she said, what is wrong with you guys? It's like 6 a.m. and they said, Argus, stop moving or we will open fire.
Yeah, and so you sort of spilled the beans, but that's okay. We were giving updates on people, and one of the updates, no, that's fine. One of the updates is that Arya is out, is at home, and we were able to, a small group of us was able to go and pay a visit to her last night after the show concluded. And say hello.
Yeah, I was amazed at what wonderful spirit she has, you know, given all that has come down. It's just she's an inspiration. That's the only way to describe her.
She's a firecracker, and she's not just going to take it.
Yeah, I mean, she's ready, you know, she's ready to sit in a cage if she has to, you know, and it's just like, you know, she's already suffered as a result of the raid and taking all her property and stuff, and yet she's still willing to, you know, put up a fight, and she should, and we all should support her because of it. And it, you know, without people like her, you know, where would we be? We would be literally living. I mean, we already are living under tyranny, but you know, it's only going to get worse, right? Like, it would be worse now if it wasn't for people like her.
And if you didn't know, Arya is a trans woman. And they couldn't figure out what...
I don't think we should talk about that.
About the population? Oh.
Well, at any rate, that, I mean, just her being a trans woman has given her problems, you know, obviously throughout most of her life. So, as you can imagine, when it comes to government, the government is even more stupid than the rest of society in handling that type of a situation. So, Arya does send her, you know, thoughts to everybody and says thank you for the support, of course, to folks particularly who have, you know, come forward and offered to help, who have helped repair the house in which she resides, and all of that type of thing as well. She's amazed at the outpouring of support, so she also sends her thanks to everybody. And also I wanted to mention the cats are fine. There was some speculation that maybe her cats, you know, got out or, you know, were otherwise met their demise. But, no, they are fine.
Yeah, we weren't able to find her cats immediately after the FBI raid, and we thought they may have escaped through a basement. And fortunately, that didn't happen. They're just really, really good at hiding. So, but the good news is there was food and water still, and I think we may have refilled it. So the cats didn't starve or anything like that. They might just have been a little scared.
Yeah. So
Arya said they asked her if anybody else was in the house. Like, they asked everyone, and she said, "I have my cats in there. Please don't hurt my cats." And they said, "Well, what are they gonna do? What could the cats do to us? Can you even believe that? Like, they're cats." They asked her if the cats were any danger.
Wow.
Men with guns, right? Men with ammunition, afraid of cats.
She just begged them, like, if something scurries across the room and scares you, please don't shoot it. I just have two cats in here. There's no other people in here.
Yeah, you know, it's just crazy that these guys would go in with this amount of firepower when they routinely, you know, government agents routinely raid without, you know, excessive force to this degree. It just blows you away. I mean, these are peaceful people. These are one step away from being pacifists. You know, everybody on the show is one step away from being a pacifist. We would never use violence, you know, outside of self-defense. So this idea, you know, this whole idea that you would need to use, you know, guns to raid a place, especially when people have willingly submitted to arrests on numerous occasions for non-violent crimes, and the crime that's supposedly being committed, that they're being accused of, is not a violent crime. So, yeah, you just have to wonder.
If you really want a good explanation of exactly what all the people involved believe, just Google the Shire Society Declaration.
Is it ShireSociety.com? I believe it's or is it .org?
It's one of those, but I think if you Google the Shire Society Declaration, you'll find it. Ron Paul signed it.
Sure, or start page.
Yeah, that is true. So, let's see. We've given an update on Ian, an update on Arya. We still have no update on nobody. That's the person formerly known as Rich Paul, who, of course, legally changed his name to Nobody when he ran for governor. We don't have an update on him at this time.
Ian didn't know that he's not getting a bail hearing.
Wow. Of course not.
They're really keeping information from them.
It's not like... It's so weird, too, because I was thinking of something after, you know, we left Aria's last night, and I went and somebody texted me something. I'm like, oh, I should forward this to Aria. Oh, wait, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept forgetting I didn't have a phone for 2 days, but thank you so much to Chris here because he gave me a new phone, and now I can at least survive.
And that was donation generated as well, wasn't it?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the donators, Chris, you guys are both to thank for that because, I mean, I know I can't live without a phone these days.
It's so hard because, like, I want to be updated if something's happening with, you know, the love of my life. I don't know what everybody else knows about him.
Yeah, you're kind of like the last to know.
Yeah. But, I mean, now I have a phone, so I'm not.
Nice.
Yeah, I definitely prioritized getting people whatever they needed immediately afterward. And I was actually surprised a lot of people didn't, you know, I was offering stuff and a lot of people were like, I don't really need that. And it's like, they stole all this stuff from you, and it's like you don't want, you know, something to replace it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing people, you know. It's like, and it's not even people who are like arrested. We're talking about the people surrounding these people.
Mm-hmm.
People who are, you know, just attendants or, you know, girlfriends or so on.
It's because probably because we're libertarians and we feel bad because, like, in a lot of cases, that wasn't something I could just afford to replace.
Right, yeah.
But I really, really appreciate it.
Well, and you made a point about, one step away from being pacifists. The difference between pacifists and us is that, you know, we'll use violence for self-defense.
Right.
And, in fact, that's the only time that we'll advocate for violence is in self-defense.
Yeah, and it's interesting because just because you are okay with using violence in self-defense, that doesn't necessarily mean you will use violence in self-defense. And I think that's a key thing to remember. And particularly activists, they're not going to do that because one of the things that you get from activism is when you get arrested, you get publicity. And it actually plays right into the playbook. Like, that's exactly what you want to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what just happens definitely.
Yeah. At least the publicity from it.
Yeah, that's what happens definitely every time.
Yeah.
So we've got more Free Talk Live on the way and more content for you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
A chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Once again, one day, hopefully very soon, we will be the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves. Until that time, we are going to do our best to talk about the events that have taken us down from doing just that, along with other things. We're not going to focus solely on the terrorist raid here on the studio and on the Bitcoin embassy and at people's homes and all of that type of thing, and the fact that they kidnapped otherwise peaceful people who have hurt no one and created no property damage. But we do want to, folks have been donating, and we can't thank you guys enough. We want to tell you how. So the first way that you can donate is using cryptocurrency. I have set up what's called a vanity address through the Edge wallet. Edge has not paid me to say this or to advertise for their services in any way, shape, or form. I just happen to use it because, well, it's a kick-ass app.
It's a great wallet.
And so you can send, and I'm just going to list off the types of cryptocurrency that you can send because I've added a couple. Obviously, you can send BTC or Bitcoin proper to Captain Kickass at Edge. That's all you have to do. Instead of entering the long string, the numbers and letters and all that kind of stuff that you normally see a crypto address, just type in Captain Kickass at Edge, and you can donate BTC, regular Bitcoin, BCH, Bitcoin Cash, ETH, or Ethereum. You can also donate a stablecoin, USDT. I've activated in that one in case anybody has that and wants to donate that. We had a request for Dash, so you can also donate Dash to Captain Kickass at Edge, and BSV, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. You can also donate Litecoin, LTC, and a couple of requests came in today for Monero, or XMR, and so I've activated that as well. So if you want to use any of those cryptocurrencies to donate to help us rebuild the studio, help us rebuild the Bitcoin Embassy, take care of the damages, pay the folks that need to come out, and you know we're still in the midst of coordinating all of that to do the repair work and all that kind of stuff, please feel free to do so. Also, Chris, you have some things going on. What should tell the listeners about?
Yeah, so if you want to make a donation, maybe a little bit more anonymously. If you check out at thinkpenguin.com with any product, you can either donate a product if you want. Just put, I'd like to donate this to, you know, the FTL, you know, cause or something to that effect. And if you want to, add to that, we can actually, if you use a credit card, we can charge additional amounts to that too, so you can donate that way. If you want to purchase something for yourself and you say something to the effect of in the comment section when you check out FTL, please donate the profits to FTL. We'll donate the profits this week. Just let us know and we'll donate those profits to, you know, for whatever you purchase.
That's awesome,
to
Chris.
To the cause.
Thank you for doing that. I'm glad you have a business that's, you know, available to do that kind of a thing.
The third way is going to be in about half an hour. Breaking the Flaw will come and live stream again, and that will be the third way you can donate on his live stream.
Right.
That's awesome.
If you visit Breaking the Flaw over on YouTube, that's Breaking the Flaw. He has live streamed our in-studio appearances here for the last two nights. And will again tonight. In the show description of both the recorded ones that are on his page and, of course, what he will stream again here in a little while, there are some links to donation avenues. So there's some for, I think there's a PayPal one. There's a, is it hand cash or Venmo? One of those two.
I think he did say hand cash. And if you donate through the YouTube link, then they're going to take 30%. So
it's true. Yeah, YouTube is almost as bad as the government, and they take a big cut. But to their defense, they are providing a service. Whereas
30%, though,
30% is huge.
I mean, I think that's a combination between YouTube and PayPal, because I think YouTube pays through PayPal.
I don't think I've heard of any. The only time I think I've heard of anything close to 30% was probably with Amazon.
Yeah,
with Coinstar, I always thought was outrageous. They take like 8%.
I'm thinking of eBay. I mean, eBay.
eBay, I think, is like 10%.
Right, but if you combine eBay with PayPal, they take something like 20% or 25%.
Does it get that high?
It does for certain items.
Okay.
Yeah. Or at least it did. I really stopped engaging with eBay probably, I don't know, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Because my nickname for it is FeeBay. So, you know, you have to mark your products up, not only, like, if you're a business like you, you have to mark your products up not only to, you know, get your profit up, but then you have to mark them up even further to compensate for the fees that they charge you to list on their service. So
I believe we have one product listed on eBay, one of our most popular products, and it is, I do believe we list a little bit higher price than we do on our website. So
I remember this time my mom got like an eBay addiction while I was in high school, and she had to like wean herself off eBay. I don't know what was up with that.
Is there a 12-step program for eBay?
I can see that. eBay addiction. Oh yeah.
She just likes the betting and like getting lower prices on things. I don't know. And then she was like, "Wait, I'm buying a lot of stuff."
There's people who have, so somebody close to me has a bit of a problem, let's say, with buying certain things off eBay that are very old and technology related.
Oh, I see. And classics.
Unfortunately, usually it's not stuff that's too expensive. So
Commodore 64?
That kind of stuff, sure. But it's a bit of a habit that I'm a little concerned about. But it's a very, very old computer.
There it is.
Yeah.
I was thinking that was like a comic. I don't know.
I had a Texas Instruments TI-994A. That doesn't mean anything to probably you guys, but...
That's not a calculator?
That predates me.
Yeah, it's not a calculator. Texas Instruments delved into the personal computer market for a short period of time.
Yeah, Radio Shack, right?
Did
they sell the Radio Shack?
Yeah, I think maybe they did. And it was actually my brother who got the computer. The reason he got it was because they had a version of a video game called Defender. that you could play on it. So it was, it kind of looked like a keyboard,
like,
and then to the right of it, it had a cartridge slot.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, it was.
It sounds like an awfully expensive item for the time period for a game.
Yeah, it was, and you know, that's all he used it for. I used it for a couple of other things, but really just like, you know, I don't know, trying to type and do like basic, you know, graphics programs, you know, writing in like, you know, if this, then, you know, go to 10, you know, or get down here, go to 34, you know, stuff like that.
That brings back memories.
I am from the old school. So.
That's basically what I got started with.
That game?
Basic.
That game, Defender, is at the place that me and Ian go with
the Fun Stopper?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think so. That sounds really familiar. Ian showed me a whole bunch of boring old games, and he's like, this is like one of the best games here. And I was just like...
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. I was asking some folks who went there, like, they have Galaga there. Somebody said they had Spy Hunter. I love that game. That's an awesome old game. It's a scrolling game, but it's not a left to right. It's a top to bottom scrolling game, where you're in a car, and it's sort of a James Bondish type thing where your car has, you know, you can launch the oil slick, so if somebody's chasing you, they spin out. You've got machine guns on the front, you know, and you semi trucks come by every now and again, and if you position yourself just right, you can drive up into the back of the semi truck, and if you do, you get cooler stuff for your car, more weapons, and more, you know, you get smoke screens and, you know, all that fun stuff.
These games are just so simple and all the same that Ian was showing me.
You know, it's funny. I could see very much how it would be boring for a younger person, but for the older amongst us, it brings back nostalgia.
That's what I mean. I think it's more nostalgia. That's what it is. Yeah. I did like the Simpsons
for sure.
One.
Oh, you saw the Simpsons one. I love the Simpsons. I remember playing that as a kid. That was great. Yeah.
It's at Fun Spot.
Nice. Is it Fun Spot? Yeah, Fun Spot. I said, what did I say? Fun Stop? Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's Fun Spot. I found...
That's right. Fun Spot.
And all the mess of stuff that they rated, I found Fun Spot coins. I was like...
Oh, tokens? Yeah. Yeah. There was a spot... an arcade, if you will, when I was growing up. They were one of the first to give you 5 tokens for a dollar. Because, you know, normally they would cost, the games would cost a quarter. And so you'd put your dollar in and you get 4 games. But they switched over to tokens. And everybody would go to this arcade because you get 5 tokens instead of 4 quarters for your money. So anyway, we've got more stuff to talk about, including a mom who dropped her daughter off at school not wearing a mask, had her daughter taken away from her.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We
We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.